See that we have all the commissioners that are in attendance. So I'm going to call our March 18th, 2025 meeting to order today. And Twi sent us the packet on Friday. Thank you, Twi. So the first item on the agenda is approving our minutes. I move to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
I second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any friendly amendments, questions, comments? See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. Then the next item is our loan portfolio today. So it's a pretty simple one. We have two loans that are at $820,000. Is there a motion to approve the loan portfolio?
I so move.
Thank you, Josh. I will second that. Rich, we'll turn it over to you to highlight anything. Just highlight these loans that we're looking at today.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah. You're right. We just have two loans today. The first one is to the town of Bloomfield for some bridge and structure replacement. This is a project that is going to receive some state Department of Transportation funding, and so we expect most of this loan to be paid back following the project completion. And then the second loan is to the school district of Greendale to purchase a school van. Does anybody have any questions? That's all I have for the loan, Sarah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rich. Seeing that there's no questions, all those in favor of approving the loan, say aye.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Aye, Sarah. So we have no old business. We have no new business. So we're just moving on through to routine business. So, Rich, we're just going to give the floor back over to you.
I have nothing for today, Sarah. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Rich. The next person is our executive secretary's report. So, Tom.
Well, you guys are setting me up with all these short reports. I'll be a little bit longer, unfortunately. So first of all, I had my first two meetings with members of the Joint Finance Committee, with more meetings scheduled in the coming weeks. Treasurer Leiber joined me in those meetings. We met with Senator Quinn and Senator Bradley. Senator Bradley has been tabbed by Senator Markleyn to lead the discussion of BCPL in the Republican Senate Caucus of Joint Finance. Senator Bradley was very receptive to our budget request, and I'm hopeful for a much better outcome than this time around. Senator Bradley was especially interested in funding all of our land management expenses with an appropriation from the Conservation Fund. You may recall at the last meeting, I pointed out that the governor had actually tabbed the Conservation Fund to fund all of our additional requests for land management expenses. And actually, when we added the forester in the last budget, that was also funded through the Conservation Fund. But in any event, Senator Bradley then was supportive of having all of our other agency expenses funded using program revenue. So this would be different from the governor's budget proposal, but for each item of a decision item that we had put forward, Senator Bradley was very supportive and said that he would be getting back to us asking us for additional information. At one point when we were talking about adding a position for an accounting position, I said, it's one of those things that keeps me up at night. And he said it keeps him up at night, knowing that we only have one accountant to manage a $1 billion fund. So any questions regarding that part?
Tom, I have a question. What would the program revenue, What would the program revenue be coming from? What revenue source? Number two, what does it currently go to?
So the earnings of the trust funds currently are just distributed or are held temporarily in the smoothing fund until they're distributed the next year. For 40 years, from 1979 to 2019, the agency was funded with program revenue, and that changed, I believe, in 2019. So a portion of those earnings were used to cover agency expenses.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. We had lengthy discussions with DPI on this and with WEMTA. We tried to make sure that we had talked to all of our stakeholders, make sure that we weren't getting too far over our skis on this, and everybody was supportive of using, you know, a small portion of those earnings to fund our agency expenses, because the fact is we are very efficient. Our costs to manage these funds are much lower than virtually any other institutional money manager out there. Anyway, it was great to celebrate our Common School Fund distribution at the WEMTA conference last week, and sometime in the next month or so, we're going to be determining and announcing our distribution to the UW from the normal school fund. And that, as we're looking at this, it looks like it's going to be another record distribution there as well. And just a quick reminder to our board members that up until 2009, there were no distributions from the normal school fund to the UW. The normal school fund had been virtually dormant for the better part of half a century. So that was a great resuscitation that we did at BCPL to get the fund invested in producing the income, and we got our expenses in line so that, in essence, this is now a very productive fund that is funding hundreds of scholarships every year for UW students and funding environmental education at UW. Stephen's Point. And that's all I have for today. Any other questions?
No, thank you, Tom. And thanks for the update about the budget, and John for going with Tom to these meetings. And we just look forward to continuing to hear what folks are saying. But it seems like it was a good meeting with Senator Bradley.
It was a great meeting with Senator Bradley. It was a good meeting with Senator Quinn as well. And I can't thank Treasurer Leiber enough. It was great to have him in those discussions. So
that's great. Well, thank you, Tom. And then I don't have much more to report besides thanking everybody for such a great announcement at WEMTA. We did get a few follow-up emails of people just, again, expressing their appreciation. And how it's always a highlight of their conference. So thanks to everyone who came and helped make it such a success. So then the only other thing, is there anything people want to see on a future agenda item?
So our next meeting is April 1st, I believe.
I do not have my calendar in front of me. Twee, can you confirm that?
That is correct. April Fool's Day.
So I won't be there. I signed up to be a poll worker again. So if both of you are there and want to carry on without me, that's fine. If we want to set another date, I'm open to that too.
I'm fine, John, if we want to look for another date. Twee, do you want to maybe work with our teams to find, like, see if on that Wednesday or Thursday we can have a meeting?
Sure. No problem. I can do that.
Thank you.
Thanks for working the polls, John.
Well, somebody's got to do it, right?
Exactly. Any other agenda items or things to discuss? Seeing none, I move to adjourn our meeting today. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Thank you. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a good week.
Thanks.
Yep. Thanks. Bye-bye.